Classic Hits 107.1 CJCS-FM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Cottle. Let's check in once again with Ann Swerdfeger with Stratford Festival. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning, Jamie.
Ann, I think this weather, at least a day like today, is kind of making us think about kind of spooky Halloween stuff. Well, Halloween's not too far away, and we have ghost tours happening.
This is a wonderful series that Julie Miles has put together for us in the Meehan Forum. We had them a few years ago. I guess it was pre-pandemic. And they are hugely successful. People absolutely love them. The Avon Ghost Tours. And they run from October the 23rd to November the 2nd. We just extended it because people were so interested in it. And I think that it's a great thing, particularly if you're local, to think about going to.
And I remember when the ghost tours were at Stratfest at home, that gave us kind of a little taste of that. So this is a chance to actually experience it in person, if you will.
Absolutely. And a couple of them sold out already, so we added November 2nd. So if you go to the website and you see sold out, I'm not sure if that extra show has been added yet or not, but it certainly will be.
All right, so stay tuned. Again, stratfordfestival.ca is the website for details on that. Ghost tours of the Avon Theater, that sounds great. And speaking of forums, we have
Lessons in Temperament. It's a really interesting show. I have not seen it yet, of course. It starts on October 21st and the 22nd. But I did read about it, and it sounds fascinating. It's a performer who decided to take up piano tuning for a side gig, and has created a show about, I think he discovered that you can never get a piano 100% perfectly in tune, and he and his has three brothers, and there's a lot of neurodiversity in the family, and so this idea of not being perfectly in tune, but being in tune really appealed to him. He's built a show around that, and it's been made into a film as well. I think that might be available on Stratfest at home, but it's just, people say it's absolutely enthralling, so I highly recommend that, and I'm hoping to get out to it as well. And I'm hoping to get out to a lot more because the season is coming to a close.
Oh, I know.
It's time to go back and see all your favorites at the Stratford Festival from 2022.
I know. We've said it many times this month, time is running out. But still a chance to see some great shows.
Absolutely.
With the Stratford Festival.
I have a new person working with me, Melissa, and she... it's her first year working in theater, and she said, I can't believe these shows are going to disappear. I can't believe there's not going to be Chicago anymore. And getting used to that ephemerality of theater is really can be really difficult. But and I ran into one of the actors, Sandra Caldwell, the grocery store, who plays Mama Morton in Chicago. And even though I saw Chicago on Thanksgiving weekend when my kids were home, as soon as I saw her and she started talking about it's nearly time to go home, gosh, I wanted to get back in and see that again. And then I think about all the other titles. Hamlet, I would love to see that again. Richard III, also that ends well. Death on the King's Horse. I mean, there are so many shows that I would love to get back in to see before the 30th of October gets here.
You bet. Stratfordfestival.ca is the website for all the details. And Anne, just before we let you go, congratulations. You've received a nice little honor from Stratford Festival.
I did, as along with so many of my co-workers, we celebrate loyal service at the Stratford Festival. And so on Monday, we had a loyal service reception. I got my 15-year pin, as did many others. When I started at the festival, I really looked to these pins as an accomplishment because my father got his 25-year pin way back when. He, of course, was there from 1953 on for 26 years. And it's such a wonderful celebration. So on Monday, we had a reception to honor anyone with 10, 15, and 20 years service. And we laugh because only at the Stratford Festival would you have to work for 25 seasons in order to get the dinner. Because at the dinner the night before, they honored people, believe it or not, 25,
wow.
30, 35, 40, and 45. 5 seasons with the festival.
Oh, my goodness.
And also there was Nora Pauly, who's had 53 seasons with the festival.
Oh, my gosh.
And so it is really amazing that people are so dedicated to the festival and love working there, love, you know, it is a wonderful place to work, and you do have a great sense of purpose there. But to give, you know, 45 years of your life to one place is almost unheard of in the world today. So I send out huge congratulations to everyone and enormous gratitude to the people who give so many years of their life to the Stratford Festival, because it really serves the community so well.
Absolutely. And congratulations to you, Anne. A well-deserved honor with Stratford Festival. Anne Swerdfeger with Stratford Festival. Stratfordfestival.ca is the website for details. Anne, thanks so much.
It's great to talk to you, Jamie, and thank you so much.
Yeah, we'll do the yoga next.